Shame on us. Shame on us, goddammit, for trying to shame Canelo Alvarez because he hasn't fought David Benavidez. We can't shame Canelo Alvarez. Now, look at here. We could be frustrated as boxing fans. I mean, we could ask for a fight that we feel should come through fruition. I'm not saying that a David Benavidez versus Canelo Alvarez should not happen. What I'm saying is we shouldn't shame a four-division world champion, super middleweight undisputed, king of the sport of boxing, probably the best resume of this generation, a first ballot walking Hall of Famer, and shame him with a guy that just became champion one time. Resume ain't even up to par. He's not on the pound-for-pound list like Canelo. He ain't never been a lineal champion like Canelo. He ain't bringing nothing to the table in terms of belts. He's not on my pound-for-pound list, nor your pound-for-pound list. This ain't really the best fight in the best. It's trending. It's a trending fight. It's a hype fight. But we can't shame Canelo Alvarez for somebody that haven't earned probably not even 15% of what Canelo Alvarez has earned. Let's be real. We just can't be acting like spoiled brats and start shaming people because we haven't gotten what we want to see. No. I got to keep it real. I got to give Canelo Alvarez the benefit of the doubt on that one. Especially when he said in a recent interview that David Benavidez got nothing to offer me but 25 pounds. In all reality, David Benavidez got nothing to offer Canelo Alvarez's legacy. Yeah, I'm going to say it again. David Benavidez has nothing to offer Canelo Alvarez's legacy. Ain't that to debate. Ain't no type of dialogue in this. It got to be real. We got to be real. Got to stop acting like little beta males and spoiled little brats. Look. Look, folks. Canelo Alvarez versus the winner of Dmitry Bivol and Beterbiev. Now, that's a legacy fight. That's a big fight. Can you imagine if Dmitry Bivol beats Beterbiev and Canelo Alvarez fights the winner? Or there's the opportunity of him fighting the winner. Who would you pick? Canelo Alvarez versus David Benavidez or Canelo Alvarez versus Dmitry Bivol if Dmitry Bivol beats Beterbiev? You're telling me that Canelo Alvarez will move up, dare to be great one more time. He'll be fighting a pound for pound. He'll be fighting an undisputed world champion. And Canelo Alvarez is an undisputed world champion. He'll be fighting the lineal champion. It'll be legacy versus legacy, pound for pound versus pound for pound, the best fighting the best, and a traditional, realistic dare to be great one more time. And then it'll be a rematch. Now that's a big fight. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a big fight. Look, I created the podcast because I'm here to preserve the sport of boxing, to preserve the modern day warriors, modern day gladiators, the one that put their life on the line for pure entertainment. There is a trend in the sport of boxing that belts don't matter. The legacy doesn't matter. Sorry, folks. I've always been preaching that legacy reigns supreme. And if we start trying to push legacy to the side because we just want to see the fight. Ladies and gentlemen, Canelo Alvarez versus David Benavidez ain't nothing but a Gervonta Tank Davis versus Ryan Garcia. You heard what I said. I mean, probably just a little bit more. Just a little bit more important because, of course, David Benavidez has been the champion once. Seems like a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, y'all trying to hold Canelo Alvarez responsible and accountable for the F-up of David Benavidez. Because, hey, if David Benavidez never effed up twice, then Canelo Alvarez would have had to go through him to become undisputed. Stop trying to hold Canelo Alvarez accountable and responsible for David Benavidez. F up. Now, I know that David Benavidez has worked his way into the position of getting the opportunity to face Canelo Alvarez. We're not going to neglect that. But we ain't going to shame him either. How many times I got to say, if Canelo Alvarez retired right now, he's going to be walking into the Hall of Fame. David Benavidez need to carve his own legacy more than anything. Hey, yo, David Benavidez could have been he was already in the position. As a matter of fact, when he had his second mistake, when he got stripped from his world title for eating too much Butterfingers and missing weight, the WBC did him a favor. The WBC put him in the number one contending spot for the WBC to face October 30th. They put him in a mandatory position to face October 30th. You know what they did? Samson Liquowitz, the promoter of David Benavidez, wrote a letter, a love letter to David to Mauricio Sudamon, the president of the WBC, and told him to re-rank David Benavidez back in 168 pound for an elimination bout. I guess he was not ready. David Benavidez was not ready for October 30th. Now, can you imagine if David Benavidez at that time would have fought Tolba Turbiev, beat Tolba Turbiev, became a unified champion? Let's play it out. And then David Benavidez would have probably beat Dimitri Bivol. He become undisputed. And then Canelo Alvarez wouldn't be the one saying that David Benavidez got nothing to offer. We got to look at it from the point. We also got to look at it from Canelo Alvarez lenses. Because when he's saying something, we ask him a question. We asking him questions, and he's giving us answers. And sometimes when you ask somebody a question and they don't want to respect your answer, you know what? He going to stop trying to answer these type of questions. Sometimes we got to take his answers and be like, you know what? Yo, Canelo Alvarez, why is he saying that David Benavidez got nothing to offer? What does he got to offer? Let's ask that. What does David Benavidez got Canelo Alvarez? What does he got to offer Canelo Alvarez? You know what he got? Bragging rights. Bragging rights. That's it. I beat David Benavidez and I got the bragging rights to say that I beat David Benavidez. What else? Does it enhance my legacy? After I beat David Benavidez, if Canelo Alvarez fight David Benavidez and he beats David Benavidez a week later, ain't nobody going to be remembered David Benavidez. Let's be real. Let's be honest. Because like I said again, this ain't a legacy versus legacy fight. This ain't Manny Pacquiao versus Floyd Mayweather again. This ain't the 5-division world champion versus the 8-division world champion. Manny Pacquiao, the 8-division world champion. Super middleweight, 8-division world champion, 5-time lineal, 12-time world champion. The ambassador, the senator, the humanitarian, the greatest. Karaoke singer of them all, the GOAT, Manny Pacquiao. This ain't that. This ain't Hagler versus Hearn. This ain't Duran versus Hagler. This ain't Trinidad versus Shane Mosley versus Oscar De La Hoya. It's not. It is not Lexi versus Lexi. It ain't pound for pound versus pound for pound. It's not. So how we gonna shame Canelo Alvarez that done so much, that done enough in the sport of boxing? He done to the point that he has separated himself from his contemporaries. Ain't nobody even close to matching the accomplishments of Canelo Alvarez. So how the hell are we going to shame Canelo Alvarez for David Benavidez? How? Use that type of example in your respective lives. How the hell you gonna get shamed by a bum motherfucker that haven't done ish? How you gonna be happy about that? Do you think it's right? How about it? How about in school? How about in life? How about in your job? They gonna shame you with somebody that haven't done ish, that haven't put in the work like you have put in the work. And they gonna shame you with this person? Nah. We wanna see the fight. But it ain't fair for us to shame Canelo Alvarez because we just little spoiled brats. And we need to see the fight. I wanna see the fight
damn too.
Come on, y'all. We gotta have a little bit of respect of these modern day wars, modern day gladiators. This is the type of ish that makes a fighter not even want to do great, keep doing great stuff. There's a problem in the sport of boxing. There's something that's hindering the growth of the sport of boxing. And that's that smear campaign versus, that's a smear campaign against all the accomplished fighters, especially on this side of the pond. We have a smear campaign for Devin Haney. We got a smear campaign for Teofimo Lopez. We have a smear campaign for Bud Crawford. We got a smear campaign for Errol Spence. We got a smear campaign for Deontay Wilder. We got a smear campaign over everybody that's doing something. We're talking about Bud Crawford, the 4-division world champion. I'm sorry, the 3-division world champion. 2-division undisputed. Oh, yo, his 140-pound resume ain't good. His resume ain't good. Devin Haney boring, yo. He boring. He's fighting leftovers, yo. Teofimo Lopez, man, he mentally unstable, man. He ain't do, I don't know. Josh Taylor wasn't fit, you know what I'm saying? He had a long layoff. Shakur Stevenson versus Edo de los Santos, man, that issue was boring. Hey, yo, man, he became a three-division world champion at the age of 25 when he beat Edo de los Santos. It doesn't matter how he beat him. In the end of the day, he be still accomplished, but nobody give a damn. They were just looking at the performance. That's what's hindering the growth of the sport of boxing. We playing and we ishing, we shitting every good fighter that's accomplishing everything or good stuff. That's the fighter that we need to cater to. That's the fighter that they need to be the forefront of the sport of boxing. And that's the way, just like in the NBA, just like in MLB, they put their stars out there so we could grow the sport of boxing. But we gotta say good things, man. How the hell are we gonna be shaming Canelo Alvarez for doing everything that he's done since the age of 15, became a professional? Look what he's accomplished. Look at his resume. And you're going to shame him just because he's not giving us the David Benavidez at the time frame that he wants her to give it to us? Yeah, I understand. There is some flip-flopping going around when it comes to Canelo Alvarez. Even I have gotten frustrated. I'm a huge fan of Canelo Alvarez, and he frustrates me. But do you know why? I understood why sometimes Canelo Alvarez frustrates me. I understand sometimes when I heard even Canelo Alvarez said that I don't want to fight Mexican fighters. That kind of frustrated me. What you mean you don't want to fight Mexican fighters? I mean, that's the way that you're going to feed your peoples. Fighting you is going to give them generational wealth, going to give them the opportunity to get their people out the slums, out their family, out the slums. You got to fight your fellow countrymen. Little thing that's frustrated. Yeah, I want to see a David Benavidez fight. I wanted to see a Demetrius Andre fight in 160 for the Undisputed. Yeah, in the end of the day, look at the body of work. Speak for itself. It's almost like when in the 160-pound division, I wanted to see the Undisputed of him and Demetrius Andre. He didn't fight him, but then he moved up to fight Sergey Kovalev to become a three-division world champion, and that still was daring to be great. After Kovalev beat Anthony Yard, a young, hungry lion, knocked him out, so the momentum was good for Canelo Alvarez to move up and do his thing as well. Legacy trade, legacy for another legacy. It's not like he didn't fight Demetrius Andre and went over there and fought the 58th ranked fighter. You know why
we stress Canelo Alvarez sometimes? You know why he gets us mad sometimes? Prematurely mad. We get too emotional as boxing fans. It's because we expect things from Canelo Alvarez that we don't expect from anybody else. And we're used to getting Canelo Alvarez to deliver us the goods. We're used to Canelo Alvarez daring to be great. We're used to Canelo Alvarez doing great things. We expect it. Now it's become a common thing, and we expect it from Canelo Alvarez. So now we're looking just at Canelo Alvarez because we don't expect anything else from anybody else because we don't know. See, we know that Canelo Alvarez is going to fight Cinco de Mayo. See, we expect it, so we know. So all we got to say is, who is he going to fight in Cinco de Mayo? Who is he going to fight in Mexican Independence in September? We expect something from Canelo Alvarez. From these other fighters, we don't. We don't know if they're daring to be great. We don't know if they're going for greatness. There's a lot of inactivity in the sport of boxing. We don't know. We didn't know when Jermall Charlo was going to come back and fight. We don't know where Demetrius Andre was going to land, whether on PBC, whether he was going to be in BOK Prime when he left Eddie Hearn. He ain't even, you know what I'm saying? We didn't know. We don't know what Caitlin Plant is going to do next. We don't know what David Benavidez. I mean, now he's getting the groove where, you know what I'm saying, he got the Caitlin Plant, Demetrius Andre. But we don't know. We're not expecting. We're not expecting anything from Mega Belanga. Hopefully get a good opponent and stuff. But we're not expecting anything great. So now we're just looking at Canelo Alvarez. It's just like you in a relationship. Just like you when you in a relationship or whatever with your wife or husband or whatever and stuff like that. Those are the people that could get you so happy. You love them to death. But those are the same people that could also get you mad more than anybody else. Because you always expect it to be good. They could love you like no other, but they could break your heart like no other. If you don't expect nothing from nobody, you just don't expect, you don't give a damn about them. But when you expect from somebody that you love, you expect it. So they could get you mad and they could get you happy like nobody else. And that's the relationship what Canelo Alvarez have with the sport of boxing. If you never looked at it like that, that's why. That's why we could go one day and praise Canelo Alvarez like we haven't praised no fighter of this generation. And then he could get us so mad. Never. I never seen any fighter in the sport of boxing that need to cover five divisions. What am I talking about? What are you talking about, Punch Drunk Boxing, five divisions? Ladies and gentlemen, we asking Canelo Alvarez in 1 month or 1 day, we can have a debate on that Canelo Alvarez have to face David Benavidez on what, or why Canelo Alvarez should face Buck Crawford. Buck Crawford is 147-pound undisputed world champion and David Benavidez is 168. How is he going to cover all them grounds? So let me get this straight. Canelo Alvarez has to face the 147-pound champion in Terrence Book Crawford. That's one division. The second division, he already beat the undisputed Jermell Charlo, right? That's two division. In 160, he was about to fight Jermall Charlo. There's people that be like, hey, yo, man, you should fight Jermall Charlo. There used to be a narrative back then saying, man, Canelo Alvarez doesn't want to fight the black skillful fighter, yo. So they want you to fight the 160 world champion. They want you to fight David Benavidez, 168 champion. Contender, and they want you to get your get back with Dimitri Bivol. That means that you got five divisions to cover. No boxer, no matter how great they was, needed to cover the five grounds. That's the pressure that Canelo Alvarez getting. Is that fair? Come on, let's be real, y'all. It's not fair. One day we're saying Canelo versus Bud. Another one is saying Canelo versus David. Yo, what about get your get back with Bivol? Think about it. Even shout out to Andre Ward. Andre Ward was in the Breakfast Club, and he was talking about the potential fight with a Crawford. Well, he should have got his get back with Bivol and a David Benavidez. Not even Floyd Mayweather needed to cover five grounds. We never asked. Did we ever ask Floyd Mayweather to go fight Andre Ward? Did we ever ask Floyd Mayweather at 147 when he was at 154 to go to the 168 and fight Andre Ward? Never, ever. We ain't even imagined that. That shit was not even a question. Sometimes we got to hold ourselves accountable as well as boxing fans. Sometimes we ask for premature fights that is not ready to... for that fight is not ready to, you know, come through fruition. I'm all for the fight. I'm not all for the shame, though. David Benavidez has to carve his own legacy with or without Canelo Alvarez. The pressure has to be on David Benavidez. It's not, oh man, I called out Canelo, and now you see Jose Benavidez Sr. doing interviews and saying all the pressure's on Canelo. Ha ha, I'm liking what I'm seeing. What the hell are you talking about? You liking what you're seeing? Canelo Alvarez is already a made man. What do you mean that you happy with you're seeing? Ah, I like that people was getting on Canelo Alvarez. Canelo Alvarez could just drop it right now and say, you know what, man? I don't want to box no more. I already made enough money. I want to play golf. No golf, no life. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? I understand there was frustration with Canelo Alvarez stating in the recent interview that, you know what, I won $150 to $200 million to face David Benavidez. Even I was like, yo, what the hell is Canelo? What is Canelo Alvarez talking about? Is he outpricing himself, man? But then when I seen the interview with him with Samson Lickles and say that he could get the $150 million and that fight could have been in November, and he also called Canelo Alvarez a smart man, then it tells me that, you know what? There's a possibility of getting that type of bread. There's a possibility. There's an optimistic to get that type of money to fight David Benavidez. And of course, when he said the 250 mil to 200 mil, the only person that we're thinking about is His Excellency Turki Alashiki. He's like, no, wait a minute. What is this rhetoric? What is this rhetoric of Canelo Alvarez wanting $200 million? Oh, they think I'm going to pay for it. Or these people are acting like a bunch of gold diggers. First, we had Gervonta Tech Davis said that he wanted to for Rory to talk to me. Torture me to talk about the Devin Haney and a potential fight with Gervonta Tech Davis. And now you got Canelo Alvarez asking for $200 million. Who the hell do you think I am? These guys are acting like gold diggers. They're worse than my bitches. And then Turk Alashiki came right back. In a recent interview, one stated that, nah, I'm not interested in that fight. I'm not interested in that fight, my friend. Fuck that fight. I'm not interested in that. I am interested in David Benavidez versus the winner of Bivol and Berterev. Turkey, look at that. Well, nah, these PBC guys ain't gonna fool me. Who they think they is, huh? Huh? We got Canelo Alvarez saying that we wish that there's a promoter out there that's willing to, you know, if he wants to pay me 150 to 200 million. And then you see David Benavidez with an IG adding at Turkey Alashiki. Like, these guys, people with money, they ain't that dumb. Oh, look at this guy. They think I'm going to pay for it. No. David Benavidez, I don't need you to fight Canelo Alvarez. That might be too easy. That might be too easy in my brain. You're be rehydration toward heavyweight, and I know everything about heavyweights because I'm the king promoter of heavyweights right now. Why don't you fight Berterev or Bilbo? David Benavidez ain't putting nothing on his IG after that. David Benavidez ain't putting that on his IG for that. You know, David Benavidez would be like, man, I was talking about Canelo. Come on, man. Why you pushing me to them? I'm talking about Canelo, bro. I'm talking about Canelo. All I'm saying, folks, is I'm not saying don't ask for the fight. Don't pressure the fight. All I'm saying is shame in Canelo Alvarez is not going to get the fight done with David Benavidez. It would have happened a long time ago. Around that time, yes, Canelo Alvarez was telling these guys to fight one another. And then, you know, David Benavidez did just that. You know, he fought Caelan Plant, he fought Demetrius Andre, but yet again, where's the hardware? You got to have something he wants. Because like he told David Benavidez, I can make that type of money with or without you. What it is in for me. I'm going to go and get my money with Jaime Munguia. I could get the same type of money with Jaime Munguia if it was you. But what I'm going to get out of you, because you're the one shaming me. And your peoples are shaming me. As a matter of fact, if I retire, what y'all all going to say? I'm still going to go to the Hall of Fame. I don't give a damn what y'all say. I'm still going to go to the Hall of Fame. That shit, my legacy is cemented. So, there's great things happening in the sport of boxing. We don't need to dwell on Canelo Alvarez and the David Benavidez issue. Because, like, in June 1st, like we're talking about, Turkey Alashiki, June 1st, got Berterev versus Bivol. Undisputed, two undefeated world champions, two guys on a pound-for-pound list, on many credible pound-for-pound lists. Bivol versus Berterev for the light heavyweight undisputed crown. In the co-main, we're going to have Deontay Wilder versus the Big Bang Zhang. That's going to be a hell of a card. And then, of course, Filip Hrgović versus Danny Dubois. That's going to be a wonderful fight, a wonderful card, in my opinion. Devin Haney versus Ryan Garcia. Now, a lot of people talking about this, that Ryan Garcia is going through this mental stuff, and we were talking about this episode, this in the podcast episode, right? Couple of episodes ago. And I'm saying in my mind, like, you know what I'm saying, like, Ryan Garcia knows Devin Haney more than anybody else. Let's not forget that Ryan Garcia has beaten Devin Haney 3 times. And yes, Devin Haney has beaten Ryan Garcia 3 times as well. But it was Ryan Garcia that has given Devin Haney this last 8 count. I believe that we're looking at, you know, more. People are just being too stuck on what Ryan Garcia is doing, is saying, instead of looking at what he could do in that ring. I think there's a lot of criticism going on Ryan Garcia. I think there's not a lot of pressure in terms of more Ryan Garcia, even though that the pressure should be really on Devin Haney. He's the champion. He's trying to defend his title. Ryan Garcia is just trying to win the title. I haven't heard a lot of people say that Ryan Garcia got more skills than Devin Haney. It's been vice versa. But I think they've been heavily critical of Ryan Garcia, in my opinion. I think that's a little bit unfair. You could tell by performances, right? Devin the Dream Haney, he implemented his power, right? Versus Regis Progress, moving up. Shout out to Devin Haney in his win versus Regis Progress, becoming a WBC Junior Welterweight Champion of the World. But Devin Haney implemented his power. He dropped Regis Progress, and it was like, oh my God, oh my God. Devin Haney got power now. Oh my God, oh my God. But we're so used to that with Ryan Garcia that we ain't even give him, we ain't praise that. Matter of fact, in his last outing versus Oscar Duarte Jr., only thing we could be talking about with Ryan Garcia is the California road that he displayed. He knocked the dude out of the eighth round. Tough dude. And all we could talk about is the California road. That's the type of pressure, you know what I'm saying? Because Devin Haney never really haven't shown power. So he gives us a little bit of a power. Oh man, we're like praising him and stuff like that. Maybe Ryan Garcia have spoiled us with knockout performances. Let me tell you something about Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia got a killer instinct. I don't believe that Devin Haney got a killer instinct. He hasn't been pushed. Well, he has been pushed to it, but he just does a wonderful job in outpointing you. And I don't think that Devin Haney's style is gonna change no matter what, because he's so successful. Why would I change my style? That's almost like what we're talking about with Canelo Alvarez, shaming Canelo Alvarez. Why would we shame Canelo Alvarez if David Benavidez doesn't even have the type of credential for me to be shamed by? And it's almost the same thing with Devin Haney. We've been shaming, even I'm going to be real. You know, but this is just my preference as a fan. He's not one of my favorite fighters to watch. But now he's getting a lot better, right? I support Devin Haney in his accomplishment and the way him and his father been moving, right? But Devin Haney, we shame Devin Haney for doing everything right. He does everything right in that ring. Everything right to win a boxing bout. Good jab, good movement, good defense. Very disciplined in all areas. Very disciplined. Now, he might not be freakish. He doesn't have the freakish power, the freakish speed, the freakish, you know, the athleticism and things of that nature. But he does everything right. And we still find a way to shame him. He rarely loses rounds. He rarely gets touched. He's highly accomplished by the age of 25. He's been a trailblazer in the business side of things. But we still trying to find something. And that's what I was talking about earlier, that we're so Collectively. I'm not saying that I haven't indulged in that. Collectively, we are not preserving everything that's great in the sport of boxing. People that's doing great stuff. Now you ain't a four division world champion. Two division undisputed in the span of 12 months. That's a beautiful thing. I wouldn't even know why there's people out there trying to critique Now you ain't a Same way, why would you heavily critique? Let's say, because everybody's not above criticism, but there's a time and place, right? If the boxing world keeps saying that boxing is dying, boxing is not what it used to be, sometimes we contradict ourselves. Because if we're saying that boxing is not what it used to be, because back in the days, the best used to fight the best, the belts matter, blah, blah, blah. But then if you go and say that David Benavidez versus Canelo Alvarez is more important than Canelo Alvarez versus the winner of Dimitri Bivol and Beterbiev, then do you want boxing to be like back in the days? No. How is it that Gervonta Tank Davis and Ryan Garcia is a bigger fight than Teofimo Lopez versus Josh Taylor? They fighting for the belts, fighting to be lineal champion, right? How is it that Javonta Tan Davis versus Ryan Garcia does more numbers than Bud Crawford versus Earl the True Spence? Isn't that one of the fights that we've been begging for? How does that fight do 500K plus more than the fight that we all been waiting for? Every action sends a message. Everything sends a message. It's almost like when Floyd Mayweather, you know, switched his style up, became more defensive, did implement a lot of power and things of that nature when he was getting older, when he transitioned to Money Made from Pretty Boy. And then it was working so good. It was like the gift and the curse. It was working so good. Then there was the emerge of the Devin Haney's. It was the emerge of the Shakur Stevenson's. You know, it looks like they come from that tree, right? Just do everything right, win. You don't have to care to perform. How you perform, just get the W and that's it. Do it the Mayweather way because, hey, it works for him. He got the blueprint and he's the richest athlete that ever lived. Right? Arguably. Of course, you got Michael Jordan, but I'm talking about his profession, right? One of the richest athletes. So what's not fixed, don't break it. But then we'll look at what we're doing in the sport of boxing. We have to preserve the sport of boxing. The business of boxing is always going to be there, folks. We could have Chris Brown, the singer. Who's dissing each other now? Isn't it Kendrick Lamar versus J. Cole? So we could have Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole in a boxing ring. It will sell. The business of boxing is never going to die. Jake Paul is going to be fighting Mike Tyson. It's not going to die. The business is never going to die. But the sport will. And the only people that could keep it alive is actually the hardcore boxing fans. Not the casuals. The casuals just come and go. We hear it every day, 24/7. Whether it's me, whether it's you, whether it's another podcaster, another boxing, YouTube boxing creator, another, you know what I'm saying, independent media or media folk, we're going to keep boxing alive 24/7, moving around the clock. But we also got to identify what's there to save the sport of boxing. I am all about the brand names, the noticeable names fighting one another because, of course, we need to also grow the sport. Move the sport, grow the sport, sustain the eyeball, sustain the interest. So, yes, a David Benavidez versus Canelo Alvarez is perfect. I understand when people was trying to say Canelo Alvarez versus Bud Crawford because of the names. Yet, we have realistic mega fights that we could have. Boxing is good. Boxing is great. We just can't be complaining because of one fighter. We're about to get the undisputed between Oleksandr Usyk versus Tyson Fury, a heavyweight undisputed that haven't been crowned in 20-plus years in the sport of boxing. We're going to get the lightweight undisputed. We got already Canelo Alvarez performing versus Jaime Munguia. That's going to be great, especially for the Mexican crowd. We're going to want to see what Bud Crawford going to be doing next after his great performance versus Earl the True Spence. We're going to see the Devin Haney versus Ryan Garcia. I believe one of the longest rivalries of all fighters, especially because it dated back to the amateur circuit. And that's another thing. We got to also preserve the amateur circuit. The amateur circuit is highly important. We got to give credit to these national titles. See, that's one thing I also don't like what's happening in the sport of boxing. We love to respect foreigners. And I'm talking about us Americans now because boxing is a world sport. And I don't think that boxing has become a niche sport in every country. It's not a niche sport out there in the UK. It's actually still one of the main sports out there in the UK. But in America, it's become a niche sport. But I always see that we glamour away with the Lomachenko's amateur. Oh my God, Rigondeaux amateur. Oh, Oleksandr Usyk amateur. Oh, they got a great amateur background, and we implement that type of storyline into their profession. Right? They move quick. But what about what Shakur Stevenson did in the amateurs? Why is not glamour like that? Why is not glamour like that? Keyshawn Davis, Teofimo Lopez, Olympian. If we were to show, you know what I'm saying, Andy Ruiz and his accomplishment in the amateurs, then we would have had a better intuition in, yo, Andy Ruiz have a good chance to beat Anthony Joshua, right? But we were just stuck on the clouds with just Anthony Joshua. We're not fully educating ourselves anymore. Or maybe, let's be, and I think we're all prisoners in this, that we're just not trying to break down or showcase or talk about or deliver the type of content a wider range, because it might not hit the algorithm. It might affect the attention span of the video that we put out. I remember I was talking about Jerome Boost Ennis years ago. David the Dream Haney years ago. Matter of fact, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna put out the Devin Haney versus Ryan Garcia that I did 5 years ago, when I actually started doing, you know, video content, boxing content, and things of that nature. I said there's gonna be one of the biggest fights in the sport of boxing, and it is gonna be one of the biggest fights. I don't know about this year, because we do have the Jake Pauls versus the Mike Tyson. I think that's going to do great numbers. And then we got the Undisputed. We got Canelo Alvarez. Imagine Canelo Alvarez does fight David Benavidez in September. We don't know. It was still early into 2024. It was an incredible 2023. And I think that the boxing has kept its momentum. We need to stop sending confused messages for these fighters. Are we going to respect those who dare to be great? Are we going to respect those? And I'm talking about realistic great. I ain't talking about Bud Crawford moving three divisions up to face Canelo Alvarez. No, that's not realistic, folks. I'm talking about traditional dare to be great. The type of dare to be great that we know, okay, he stands a chance and he has the accomplishment to do what he's about to do. Like Teofimo Lopez versus Bud Crawford, that's dare to be great. That's 140 versus 147. That's Durang versus Leonard. Is it realistic? You know what I'm saying? It's a realistic thing. Not asking no three divisions, just like we ain't asking no Mayweather to move up three divisions to face a damn Andre Ward, because we feel that they got the best skillful at the, they're the best skillful at the time. Stop it. I think if I'm going to give anybody the benefit of the doubt, and in terms of what we're talking about, this David Benavidez and Canelo Alvarez, would you give Canelo Alvarez the benefit of the doubt that he's going to do right by the fans and give us David Benavidez? I believe so. Think about what I was saying earlier. In the beginning of the podcast, I said we can't shame Canelo Alvarez. Yet, in the history of Canelo Alvarez, does Canelo Alvarez go for legacy? Yes. Why wouldn't we give Canelo Alvarez the benefit of the doubt? Do we want to wait any longer? No. I mean, look, I don't even think that Canelo Alvarez, if he really want to fight David Benavidez, he don't want to wait longer, because you can't outage David Benavidez. But also, David Benavidez needs to do great things. The pressure is not on Canelo Alvarez. The pressure is on David Benavidez to do great things. So I'm liking the route that he's taking. But that route that he's taking right now should have happened a long time ago, when they actually gave him the position of fighting for a world title in the light heavyweight division versus Otul Beterbiev. But nobody was giving him the type of pressure. Everybody was still stuck on Canelo Alvarez needing to do everything in the sport of boxing. To the point where nobody was even asking Triple G, who was at the time, is Canelo and Triple G, right? But look, everybody was sweeping Triple G under the rug. Everybody was just focus on what Canelo Alvarez need to do, and need to do everything that even Triple G, the other quote-unquote great fighter of his time, he don't got no pressure. He had no pressure to fight Charlo, had no pressure to fight Demetrius Andre, had no pressure. This man had no pressure. Canelo Alvarez had to do all the dirty work. It's time for other people to put some work in, not only because we just want to use it as a talking point or just to protect Canelo Alvarez. No, it's also to enhance the legacy of David Benavidez. He has the opportunity at a 175 to do great things. A year is not too much. Hey, maybe 2025, Cinco de Mayo. If David Benavidez beats the winner of Bavon Beterbiev late this year, then we're talking about Undisputed versus David Benavidez and Canelo Alvarez. And maybe then it would truly be the best fight in the best. It would truly be a mega fight. Pound for pound versus pound for pound. Lineal versus lineal. Legacy versus legacy on the line. That's mega.